It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Be the fifth. Be the fifth. Five. One, two, three, four. Fifth. Anything you say? Fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth.
That was Fauci wasting everybody's time earlier this week. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. I am back live, and I am here to have conversations with you, not only about Fauci, but about a bunch of other stuff today, too. And you can do so a number of ways on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. That's my email address. Also, join me on Facebook and on the X profiles as well. So, yeah, I took a few days off and took some vacation time. It was a good vacation, satisfying and refreshing. And it's always a good vacation when you're ready to go back to work because you're refreshed and ready for battle. It's not a good vacation for me. Oh, man, I don't want to go back to work. I didn't have enough time off to relax. And so that's when you know you have not had a good vacation, all right? Taking time off to go to a funeral. That's usually when you get back, oh, if I could just have one more day just to recover. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or you do go on a vacation and everything goes wrong. Okay, this was the type of vacation where everything went like clockwork. I went over to my favorite lake in Arkansas, and my nephew and his family came up from the deep south. His children had never seen crystal clear blue water in a mountain lake before and loved it. We couldn't get them out. And then I brought them to a place where you can jump off this big rock called Big Boulder. I couldn't get them off of it. It was like, come on, we got to go back to the cabin. Got to go back to the gang. It's getting late. Uncle Lee's got to cook supper. So, yeah, we don't need supper. Splash, splash. So that's weird. But that was a good day. And they were, that was the other thing. I told my nephew, I said, I want them passed out on the floor, exhausted each and every day. And sure enough, a couple of the days that we were there, yes, that was exactly the issue. So anyway, I had a good time and glad to be back and glad to talk to you about a lot of great things here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I was back of my brain every now and then sneaking off to the men's room to check on what was going on in the world. So I did. And I've got the real reason Fauci kept pleading the fifth and the real reason he showed up in the first place, because all he ended up doing was wasting everybody's time. And I got a few communiques from listeners. This guy's an idiot. I've got Fauci fatigue syndrome, and it was easy to get. I know. But there was, again, the very same reason Fauci did what he did during the pandemic is the very same reason he did what he did earlier this week. Pleading the fifth, pleading the fifth, pleading the fifth. When, indeed, you don't plead the fifth once you've already got immunity. So I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Stitt has finally sounded off on the data centers. He's hosting a bunch of his fellow governors at a governor's conference today, this weekend. I think it was yesterday and today. I guess they break up today, and that's the end of it. I'm not sure what the timetable is. It doesn't matter. It isn't that many of them. There's only 12 of them, but they make it sound like it's the Governor's Association. Well, there's only 12 of them, okay? So maybe in surrounding states, maybe. Anyway, doesn't matter. They're all in town. And they all had a big conference, and then they had a press conference. And, of course, Stitt was asked about it. And he finally sounded off about it. You know who else sounded off about it? Willie Nelson. So we'll get into that, and I'll let you know what they thought on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Another great story of self-defense on today's Firearms Friday. That's later in the program, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. If the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has secured bonds in order to build its eastern-western extension, what do they need our tolls for? Why are we paying tolls if they've secured bonding to build this thing? I thought that's what our tolls were for. Construction and maintenance of the turnpikes. Once again, I drove on some of our turnpikes on my holiday, and I drove on them during busy times of the day, busy times of the day that you would think they would be backed up or they would be well used, and they weren't. It wasn't any more busy than it was on the other days that I've driven on the turnpikes. And there are areas where they've opened it all up to six lanes. And, of course, lovely wife said, oh, isn't this great? It's six lanes. I said, yeah, but you know what? It's still not busy. Now, presumably, they opened it up to six lanes because it's so busy with just the two lanes. Well, it wasn't. But do you know why it does have six lanes? For the truckers. That way the truckers can stay in the right lanes, and then the truckers have a lane in which they can pass, and then the cars have a lane they can pass. Now, you would think, oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? No, it's not nice for you, I think, to make that drastic a change to a highway that the people of Oklahoma are paying for in tolls just for one industry. One industry. Anyway, you can get me started on that again later on in the program on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So we've got that to chat about. You think that we're not experiencing our own share of SNAP fraud? There was a case in the last couple of days that seems to have everybody going, oh, well, I wonder if there's even more than this. And another thing I was kind of going over the holiday was, is regime change even possible in Iran? Iran seems to have so many layers. We've killed most of the religious leaders and most of the people at the top of the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard Army. Okay? They're still in power. Do they have that many layers that it is virtually impossible for there to be a regime change? And if not, what options does that leave us? Meanwhile, earlier today, meaning overnight their time, the Iranians attempted another attack on an American ally, this time Kuwait. Sent a bunch of drones to Kuwait trying to do some damage. They did a little bit of damage to the Kuwaiti military bases, a little bit. Nothing big. I don't even think anybody was killed, let alone hurt. And Kuwait, using American technology, was able to shoot down most of the drones. So Iran's strategy to piss off all the Gulf allies to where they won't do business with us is still not working. So your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I got to get some emails here, too, because I'm pretty backed up. Elaine writes, Lee, last week you were talking about another commuter rail. I say jails before rails. I like that. No, jails before rails. Very good, Elaine. Very good. Patrick writes, Lee, yes to Oklahoma banning the late-term anchor baby business in the United States. I read where approximately 1 million Chinese were born in the United States to become U.S. citizens, to be used as anchor babies in the business. The businesses that are set up for this should be banned by Congress. Texas is going down the right road on that mess. No on commuter trains, and we don't need any more taxes put on us for anything like that. Don't vote for anyone running for an office in Oklahoma if they want to increase taxes for any reason, especially for commuter trains from Edmond to Norman, with Oklahoma City as the main hub. Mr. I want to be the head of the large urban empire, Mayor Holt, wants this and is apparently not concerned about the cost to taxpayers. The cost will be way more than the estimate. Oklahomans like to drive their own vehicles. Balance state, county, and city budgets first before getting into building a commuter train in central Oklahoma. Maybe a good idea one day, but not now, with inflation still costing consumers a lot more of extra money. Ever since the Biden administration got this going, printing trillions of dollars, we didn't have. Guaranteed, this commuter train will cost taxpayers a lot of extra money. Yes to the county jail first. If the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is asking for any input or opinions from citizens, then be very concerned. Very. Thank you, Patrick. Punctuation, please. Please. You are right about the Chinese anchor babies, because that was an entire industry. There were companies in China. You could pay them, I don't know, many $100,000, and they would fly you into the United States, make sure you had your baby in the United States and got an American birth certificate, and then would fly you back to China. Now, why would they do that? They would do that because when your baby grew up, your baby would be eligible to buy American property. And that's what they've been doing. That's how they've been able to acquire American property. That's how they've been able to embed themselves in our own Oklahoma marijuana industry. That's how. Thank you, Patrick. Chris writes, Lee, I lived in Phoenix for a short time around 2019. Their light rail was costing the city $1 million per mile to maintain. This would be an absolute disaster for the Oklahoma City Metro. Yes, Phoenix is bigger than Oklahoma City and the Oklahoma City Metro. Vincent writes, Lee, I like the streetcars downtown in Oklahoma City, but I think they should have kept the old trolley buses that they used to have and maybe put the money they used to build the streetcars to help kick off or create a transit train from Oklahoma City to Edmond to Norman. That would have probably been a better use of funds. But what they could have done and have done is a totally different thing. I think there is more of a need to connect Edmond, Oklahoma City, to Norman with a rail system. I would like to see a rail system to connect Oklahoma City to Tulsa. If I'm going to have to pay to use the turnpike I do not like, then give me an option on how to get to Tulsa. Like a train to save money on gas and navigating the confusing highways up in Tulsa. Well, Vincent, that's the problem. It'll get you to Tulsa, but that's it. Then you're going to have to get on some sort of Tulsa transit to get around Tulsa. And Tulsa's smaller than Oklahoma City. So it would only be used on game days. I promise you, that's the only time it would be used of any marketable means. Let's see here. I don't have time to get into that one, but Dan's got an interesting take he wanted me to get into, which I will. Coming up in just a minute on Freedom 96.9, both Governor Stitt and Willie Nelson have sounded off on data centers. What did they have to say, and what do you think about it? Back from vacation, it's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, as I said, redundant with my redundancy. You know you've had a good vacation when you get back, and you can't wait to get back to work. That's, for me, the key of a good vacation. I mean, you had a good time, you relaxed, you were unwound, and it did exactly what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you refreshed and ready for battle again. And you know that you are eligible for Medicare if you were born in 1961 and you just go through your mail. That's all you got to do. Hey, it's Lee Matthews for the Well Preserved Advisory Group. Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They never take a vacation. They never take any time off. So they're always here to help you. They're always here to advise you. And they're always here to make an appointment to talk things over with you and make sure that you get everything you have coming to you. The team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works just with one phone call. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Uncontrolled bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes. But the right actions can save a life. Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Our Stop the Bleed class teaches you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and control it using direct pressure, wound packing, and tourniquets until help arrives. This hands-on training gives everyday people the skills to act in emergency. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule this free training for your business, group, or organization.
Looking for the best deals on guns and gear? It's Lee Matthews, and you know you got to head to H&H Shooting Sports and take advantage of these huge manufacturer rebates. Buy select 6-hour pistols and get a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. Buy select Springfield Model 2020 rifles and score a free XDM Elite 10mm pistol. Plus, free shooting with you and a friend for 3 visits to the range with every purchase at H&H Shooting Sports. Visit Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. All of these establishment types who railed against POTUS but somehow wormed their way into his administration, they need to stop pushing their Obama-era policies and get on board with the man actually elected to do the job. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry.
Passed the ratepayer protection plan. So all of those new electricity generation cannot be spread out among consumers or residential customers. It has to be on these big data center users. And then we passed a closed water system. So we make sure that they're not using more water than they need, because that's the other big issue that they have.
That's Governor Stitt on the data centers. Okay, Governor, but none of them are laws, okay? That's the problem. We want laws so that they cannot manipulate them. It's one thing to pass some sort of executive order or some sort of moratorium, but it's another to make a law. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Ron in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Welcome to the weekend.
I'm so glad that you're back. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I listened to the radio station all week while I'm working and everything, and everybody else has been on vacation, too.
Oh!
You know, every show.
Well,
every
I didn't know that.
I figured there was some sort of big host, you know, thing that was going on where y'all were all on a big party barge or something.
Well, I will tell you that the U.S. Congress was off this week, so that meant there wasn't going to be a lot going on. And if there's not a lot going on, that's a good time for us to take some time off so we don't miss anything important, you know?
Well, I'm just glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back.
I would tune in and go, wait, he already talked about this.
Thanks.
So, well, you know, you know, Willie Nelson is an herbal American, you know.
Yeah.
And, he's been a big proponent of biodiesel and all sorts of stuff like that. So I'm not surprised that he had a few words about, you know, data centers and that sort of stuff. But I lived in the Dallas area for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even know that they had built, you know, Google's data center out there out west. Out west of Dallas. And
is
nobody
it,
ever
is
knew
it,
it was there.
Is it Weatherford? Is it Decatur? It's
south of Roanoke.
Kind of. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Kind of in that area. There's a huge Cabela's over there.
Yep.
You know?
Uh-huh.
That's how I found it. I was going to Cabela's and
you said, what the hell is that big building over there?
What's that big building?
Yeah.
And it's a massive, massive thing.
Yeah.
And nobody really has a problem with it that I'm aware of. I mean, but they didn't raise our water rates or anything like that. And, you know, and I think it'd be good for the economy here in Oklahoma, you know, so.
It will be.
I agree.
It will be. And I don't mean to be chiding the governor. He's right. We've got some measures in place that will make these guys not affect our water system, not affect our power. We've got, you know, this is all set and ready to go. They're going to figure out what to do about it. What the problem is that a lot of what we're hearing is propaganda that's being spread by the Chinese because they don't want us to progress.
Well, that's probably true, you know, it probably is, but, you know, what are we going to do? You know, I mean, Oklahoma's got, you know, some, you know, one thing that they definitely have is land.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's not being used for a lot right now. So
except for windmills, you know, hook up some of them windmills to the damn thing.
Yeah.
I mean, darn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you could keep those to have the electricity for them. So
you want reliable power? There it is. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you know, it just makes perfect sense that these companies help out, you know, and actually, if anybody wants to complain about it, it's actually the power companies. They're passing that on to the consumer, and they shouldn't be, you know, if they're, you know, if that data center is using up too much power, they should be paying for it, you know,
or they should be finding a way to generate their own power.
That's right. That's right. When my daughters went to a net zero middle school in the Dallas area, the very first net zero middle school, and the school was run on solar, wind, hydroelectric power, and whatever power that they generated, you know, they that got sold back to the city and everything. You know, it's the same concept here. It's like, you want to do this, just, you know, you can put all that stuff in place where you don't have to pay anything for power.
I'll say it again. I sympathize with the people in El Reno and Norman and all the places where these want to come in. I completely sympathize with you, but it's coming. And we can be on this train or under it. You choose now. Either way, it's coming, whether you like it or not. Ron, have a good weekend. Thanks for the call. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Commerce Department plans to provide up to $874 million in CHIPS Act funding to 7 technologies companies developing advanced semiconductor and AI technologies. In return, the federal government would receive minority non-controlling equity stakes in each company. Officials say the approach is designed to protect taxpayer investments while strengthening domestic chip production and supply chains. A police pursuit that led to a crash ended with a human trafficking suspect being taken into custody in Los Angeles. More from Mark Mayfield.
The rollover crash forced the closure of the eastbound 105 freeway and created a massive backup yesterday afternoon. The Los Angeles Police Department started the chase around 3:40 p.m., and it ended a few seconds later when the vehicle hit the center divider. The suspect was eventually removed from the car and taken to a hospital with unknown injuries.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. Not all injuries show up at the scene of a crash. Adrenaline is powerful, and shock, well, it often masks pain. And some injuries, especially like neck, back, and brain injuries, can take days or weeks or even months to fully reveal themselves. Insurance companies count on this. They want you to say that you're fine before the real problems start. If you've been in a crash, get checked out, even if you think it's minor. Don't let the insurance company decide how hurt you are. That decision should be made by your doctors, not by adjusters. If you've been in a crash and you need legal assistance, call me. I'm Noble McIntyre with McIntyre Law. My number is 777-000, or you can reach me at noble@mcintyrelaw.com. McIntyreLaw.com. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Residents and business owners recently gathered with Oklahoma City Police to discuss safety concerns in the city's Asian district. Much of this week's discussion centered on homelessness following the recent murder of Cap Nguyen, who was killed while sleeping outside a business. Attendees expressed concerns about crime, public health issues, and emergency response. Police say addressing homelessness requires cooperation among multiple agencies and service organizations. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking the U.S. Department of Justice to stop its investigation into the city of Broken Arrow. The federal inquiry follows the city's denial of a rezoning request tied to a proposed mosque and commercial development. Drummond argues the investigation is an example of federal overreach into local government decisions. He also raised concerns about requests for records involving private citizens. The Justice Department has yet to comment publicly on the situation. Oklahoma City Fire Chief Richard Kelly has announced his retirement after 35 years of service. He helped implement several major emergency response initiatives, as well as expand services, improve tech, and strengthen firefighter safety programs. He plans to retire September 30th. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Fauci was asked if he wanted some coffee. He pleaded the fifth.
And there was only one reason he kept doing that, too, by the way. I will get into why as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a passing evening thunderstorm. Otherwise, the sky will be mainly clear. Be cautious of possible flash flooding, hail, and localized damaging wind gusts. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will bring sunny skies and cooler temperatures with lower humidity levels. The high will reach 94. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 67. Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with a high of 94. Monday is expected to be mostly sunny and very warm with a high of 98. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
We believe in free markets, and we believe in individual property rights. And if a company buys a piece of land and they follow all the rules, I'm not going to let one neighbor say you can't do that on your piece of land when the next thing they're going to say is, well, I don't like your cattle ranch, or I don't like your chicken farm, or I don't like this, or don't like that.
And that was more comments coming from Governor Stitt from the Governor's Conference and the press conference he had thereafter. It's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Back from some vacation. Glad to be with you. And your calls to 405-608-4377, as I mentioned. Roy in Piedmont, thank you for hanging on.
How you doing, Lee? Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. So a previous caller had talked about, you know, they can build their own power plants. And interestingly, mm-hmm. they actually can build their own power plants. But there's a couple problems with that. Municipalities collect money from these developments by franchise fees. So when they hook to the power grid or they hook to water or those other things, they get fees back from the electric company or whatever municipality is providing the services.
Mm-hmm.
So when they build their own power plant on site, now we don't only have a data center producing noise and producing their own power, but we also, as a municipality, no longer get to collect any of the franchise fees from their power consumption. So it takes away from the advantageous nature of having a development like that.
Mm-hmm. So eventually, then it's just kind of useless.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, it's just somebody that's leeching on. And, you know, this week at Piedmont, the developers started their presentation. They haven't finished yet. But, you know, one of our council members asked them, so when does this stop? And at two different places in the presentation, he answered the question differently. This is the developer of Cloverleaf. Mm-hmm. One of the answers was essentially that they will keep using until there is no more. And I mean, that sounds wonderful. The other answer was when you tell us to. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know which one to believe, but they also said that if you don't approve us, we have other ways, which sounds pretty predatory and not like a company that's trying to forward face saying, hey, look, we're working with everybody. We're not doing NDAs, but they're threatening us.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say you asked them how long it would be before they stop using the power, stop using the water?
Oh, no, stop growing their development. So their initial PUD is, like, I think 633 acres, and they have land options on another, like, 400 already that are not even in the PUD.
Oh, okay.
So the council member asked him, so when does this stop growing? And he basically said, well, whenever we run out of power, but mm-hmm. then at a completely separate point in the same presentation, he said, well, we'd stop if you ask us to. So,
yeah.
You know, it's hard to trust what they want to do. And, you know, I hear the people saying we need it, and I hear you. Like, we need infrastructure, and we may need the data centers. But
well, I don't know that it needs to be. I don't know that it needs to be in Piedmont. Okay, that's let me put that caveat out there. And I don't know that it needs to be in Edmond, and I don't know that it needs to be in UConn. I think the people should have a vote on all of that. I really do.
Yes, sir. And then last week, I think it was, we talked about, you know, some of the water when I was on my way to go talk to Logan Rural Water. And I forwarded you a couple articles, but one of them sort of interesting, quick synopsis, Senate Bill 259. You know, in there talked about their water consumption and if they're using responsible water, they could get water. But what's interesting about the Oklahoma data centers is none of them have actually applied for any water permits, and that's because if they hook onto the municipalities, they don't have to.
They don't have to.
So it's all largely untracked.
And that, you know, that makes sense in a prior where they're not using a lot of water anyway. That makes sense maybe outside of Stillwater. I don't know that it makes sense in Piedmont. And that's where the I would want the people to decide that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me.
And thanks for the update, Roy, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Governor Stitt says he's heard the concerns and worries from many Oklahomans, including members of his own family. And he talks about the safeguards that have recently been signed into law when it comes to data centers.
Passed the ratepayer protection plan. So all of those new electricity generation cannot be spread out among consumers or residential customers. It has to be on these big data center users. And then we passed a closed water system. So we make sure that they're not using more water than they need, because that's the other big issue that they have.
And that was all during his National Governors Association yesterday when the topic was brought up. He also said at the end of the day, the data centers will have to follow all the state guidelines if they want to operate here.
We believe in free markets and we believe in individual property rights. And if a company buys a piece of land and they follow all the rules, I'm not going to let one neighbor say you can't do that on your piece of land when the next thing they're going to say is, well, I don't like your cattle ranch, or I don't like your chicken farm, or I don't like this or don't like that.
The Trump administration says it will shield customers from higher utility bills caused by the data centers. Willie Nelson wrote that he hails from the Texas town of Abbott, which is southwest of Dallas, and he is worried about a home where they had farmland, where they could see the stars at night, and there's a community. He said the last thing they need is a loud, water-thieving, light-polluting data center anywhere near town. And I can understand that, Willie, but at the same time, he didn't have anything to say about all of the illegal aliens that were flooding across the border into his home state. Nothing. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Where are you?
Mustang.
Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
So I just saw this on Instagram that data center actually kills bees because they go by a vibration. I guess that's how they find where their beehive is. And because data centers does a lot of vibration, it's ruining where they're supposed to be going home. And so a lot of beekeepers are really nervous about that.
Oh, beekeepers. Are they the only ones?
That's all I know so far. I just... heard that out. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'll have to do some research on that. But yeah, they're saying some of the beekeepers that are close to a data center, a lot of their bees are dying because they're not coming back because they get lost because of the vibration. Yeah. But I don't know. I had to do some more research. I didn't know if you knew anything about that.
No, I don't. And I've not heard or seen any complaints out of, there's a lot of beekeepers over in Pryor, Oklahoma, because there's a lot of Amish over there. And there's a huge data center over there. And I've not heard or seen any complaints about that.
All right. Well, yeah. That's a good sign.
There's a famous bakery that closed over there, Ropes Bakery. But that closed because of a death in the family. That didn't close because of the data centers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just didn't know. And if the Amish is over there and they're not worried about it, then...
They don't appear to be. I don't know that they are or aren't. But I read a lot of those... I try to read a lot of the posts over there in that That's part of Mays County, I think. And no, Rogers. That's part of Rogers County. Anyway, I try to keep up with what's going on over there because that's right next door to Inola, and Inola is where that smelting, aluminum smelting plant is supposed to be coming in. And that's what Gettner Drummond's sticking his nose in, which I don't believe he has the authority to do. I don't believe he should be sticking his nose into that issue. That should be an issue the people of Inola decide, not Gettner Drummond.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you're back.
Okay. Thank you very much. Glad to have you along and glad you're listening, Cindy, in Mustang on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Dan writes, it looks like Lee Matthews got his butt kicked and is really starting to sound like a tolerant moderate. The other day he said, you haven't lost your rights. You just get prosecuted if you get caught. Wouldn't that apply to murder, rape, robbery, etc., Lee? Law-abiding citizens are having our life and liberties reduced and narrowed bit by bit, over and over, where we are being condensed into a population with fewer and fewer freedoms. By the way, the new flock camera on Southeast 15th and I-35 in Edmond, hope it doesn't get removed by a concerned citizen. All right, Dan, let's take this one by one. Honestly, if you commit murder, rape, and robbery and you don't get caught, yeah, you don't get caught, so you don't get prosecuted. Okay? That doesn't mean it's not illegal. What I was talking about was flock cameras are there, but they can't be used against you unless there's probable cause. Well, guess what? You don't have a right to drive. You petition the government for, receive permission to, in the form of a license, drive. And you break the rules of the road too many times. Reckless driving, you kill somebody, you get caught drunk driving too many times. You lose that privilege to drive. It's not a right. And a lot of people don't understand that there are, that was my argument when it came to marriage. You honestly don't have a right to marriage. That's what the marriage license is all about. Now, should there be a marriage license? I don't think so. And there are ways that you can just go ahead and get married civilly down or just live together for however long you want to live together. And you're a common law married. But there still is a legal definition for it and a legal allocation for it so that you can receive the benefits, the government benefits of being married. So there is a difference between a law and there's a difference between a privilege. Now, you say that law-abiding citizens are having their life and liberties reduced and narrowed. A lot of times I get the vaccination excuse. Well, you can't send your kids to public school unless you get them vaccinated. Okay, then don't send your kids to government school if you don't like the government rule. By the way, you don't have a right to education. If you had a right to education, the United States government would have to provide you with that education. That's why you don't have a right to health care. The government would then have to guarantee that you have health care, and you would be able to sue if you got sick. You see how idiotic the difference is and can be? All right. Well, that's about enough of that argument with Dan on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Carlene writes, Lee, here we go again. Robert Franklin's running for Oklahoma State Department of Education superintendent. He supports DEI. He said so in a debate in Guthrie that DEI is a biblical principle. His quote from the Bible supporting this is, love thy neighbor. He just changed registration from Democrat to Republican less than a year and a half ago. His school district stats are not very good as well. He would be a disaster. Well, Carlene, I don't like him for other reasons. I think that James Taylor has a lot more education in the has a lot more experience in the classroom. That's the one that I want running our school system. I want them to know what it's like to run a classroom. not administer an entire district. I want them to know what's best for the teacher in the classroom and what's best for the kids in that classroom. And to me, James Taylor seems to be that guy. But thanks a lot, Carlene. And no, DEI being biblical, I've heard that from people of the cloth all over the place. And the difference is that, yeah, you should love thy neighbor. God is commanding you to love your neighbor, not the government. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello?
Tom.
Tom, where are you?
Enid, Oklahoma.
Good, sir. Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
A little different on Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
Can we compare his doings to Kevorkian, what the government did to stop Kevorkian from helping people do away with their lives?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Kevorkian had to go to jail for 20 years. He only did 8.
Yeah.
But then he died.
Yeah.
I think something similar to Fauci is what he's done. Can we compare that?
Well, we can compare it, but it doesn't matter because Fauci has been pardoned, and he was pardoned by the auto pen, an auto pen that was instituted by the Biden administration. But you see, here's what
I don't know if the auto pen would cover murder, would it?
Well, it doesn't matter. The auto pen is the auto pen, and it's as good as the regular signature of the president. Does that need to change? I think it does. I think it needs to be done away with. I think the president, when the president signs a bill or a pardon or a commutation, it should be an actual signature. So I think we need to do away with the auto pen, number one. Number two, the reason he was pleading the fifth and wasting everybody's time is his lawyers are telling him to do that so he won't get sued.
Right.
They're worried. That. Yeah, they're worried that there will be civil suits coming because of some of the things he did.
I'm pretty sure that it's not over with.
I don't think it is either. I don't think it is either. And I don't think it should be. Now, the guy's 85 years of age. I don't think, you know, he's been pardoned, so it doesn't, I'm not going to sit there and argue that, well, let's unpardon him. No, you can't unpardon a pardon. That's the beauty of a pardon. But that's one more thing that the Biden administration did that was wrong. And that's one more thing we do need to make sure we stop, and that is the auto pen. We shouldn't have an auto pen.
I believe that's true, too.
Yeah.
All right, Lee.
All right. Thank you, Tom and Enid. I agree with what you say on Freedom 96.9. Continue to say it at 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9. Back from vacation, it's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So inevitably, I get the phone call. I get the question, Lee, where did you go on your vacation? And lovely wife and I love the mountains of northwest Arkansas. And we go quite often, 3 or 4 times a year. And this year, I got behind a lot of old beat-up pickup trucks. And I thought to myself, I need to give you a phone number to Frontier Motors and Frontier Auto Group. Because Frontier Auto Group can get you into a new truck that isn't going, I mean, we heard one that was going like that. Frontier Auto Group, they have been on Route 66 since before you had to put gas in your car. Since you had to shovel coal into the boiler, and you don't have to do that now, even though some cars still driving around look like they do have to have that done to them. They'll put you in a brand new Chevy, brand new Dodge, brand new Ram, rather, and you'll be ready to go. Plus, they can check the check engine light on your current vehicle, like some of the ones I saw this weekend needed to be done. Low tire pressure light, weak battery, all that great stuff. And their finance department's here to get buying experience possible. Frontier Auto Group, don't wait till you're going down the road. Give them a call. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. Just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663.
That's the number 2 McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nacoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Hope the weekend is incredible. Coming up on your Monday morning, it's August and those runoff elections are just around the corner. What you need to know. Plus all the news and information you may have missed over the weekend. And there was a lot going on. And we'll take your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. It all starts Monday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News. Weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
We are not going to win the war against some kind of ID. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fix anything. But maybe you just go along with it and move to the next thing.
James Carville admitting defeat when it comes to the Save America Act. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Ray is in Edmond. Good to talk to you again, Ray.
How you doing today, Lee?
Oh, I'm refreshed and ready for battle.
Hey, happy Friday to you.
You too.
Hey, as far as Fauci goes, come on, people, it's a federal pardon. Yeah. Go to your state attorney general and tell him to start the prosecution.
Yeah.
Watch him cave.
Republicans wanted to get some sound bites to use going into the midterms. Fauci wasn't going to give it to him. Nor was Fauci going to incriminate himself in a potential civil suit down the road.
No, but we all know if a good attorney general gets a hold of him,
He could.
At the state level. Governor DeSantis, good luck. Get him.
DeSantis.
Florida's already started their investigation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just...
Go for it.
It cracks me up. It was a federal pardon, people. I understand why they brought him before. But we all knew he was going to plead the fifth.
Well, and there is...
He's not going to answer anything.
Yeah, he's not going to answer anything. Saying, I plead the fifth makes it sound more official than it really is. But it really didn't make sense.
There was no constitutional
precedent to plead the fifth in front of a hearing like that because he wasn't being prosecuted.
Well, Rand Paul even explained it. You're already exempt from being prosecuted.
Right.
So. Yeah, what a waste of Congress money.
It ended up being a big waste of time and money, yes.
Yeah, it was a big, what do they call it? A theater.
Kabuki theater.
Yeah, there you go.
Made up silly theater. That's what kabuki theater is. It's a kabuki is a Japanese word for made up silly theater. So,
well, and honestly, that's the reason why I have the two rules for voting. No lawyers, no incumbents. You get one term. We're no longer going to pay you a salary when you leave. Now show me what you got.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Health officials urging residents to take precautions as extreme heat continues. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The FDA is recalling millions of eye drops because they may not be sterile. Daria Albinger has details.
Nearly 12.5 million bottles of Roto cooling eye drops are included in the recall. The FDA says they were sold individually and in two packs and include a number of varieties, including all-in-one, max strength, and optic glow. This is what the FDA calls a class 2 recall, which means the products involved may cause temporary, reversible effects and serious health consequences are unlikely. You can learn more about the recall and the products involved on the company's website.
New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani is facing criticism after highlighting an estimated $104 million increase in food delivery worker tips. The tipping changes resulted from a city law approved before Mamdani took office, but implemented under his administration. Critics say the policy raises costs for customers, while City Hall argues stronger enforcement has boosted earnings for delivery workers. Waymo is back on some freeways after the company reportedly fixed a major issue. Mark Mayfield explains.
The robo-taxi company pulled vehicles off freeways 2 months ago when the cars had trouble navigating construction zones. Now Waymo tells TechCrunch that the autonomous vehicles are going to start popping up on freeways in Phoenix, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. In Phoenix.
Authorities say 27 people were arrested and 9 human trafficking victims were recovered during a law enforcement operation held at San Diego Comic-Con.
Operation Iron Justice took place from July 22nd through July 24th and targeted the demand for commercial sex during the large-scale event. Officials say the victims included 7 adults and 2 juveniles, including a 16-year-old who had been reported missing. San Diego County District Attorney Summer Steffen says the operation sent a clear message that human trafficking will not be tolerated, that those who buy sex will be held accountable. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
President Trump.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma health officials are urging residents to take precautions as extreme heat continues across the state, with EMSA saying crews have responded to 122 heat-related illness calls in Oklahoma City area this month, transporting 86 of those to the hospital. Community organizations say some residents are becoming ill while waiting outdoors in the heat. Officials are recommending staying hydrated, limiting outdoor activity, and taking breaks in the shade. Heat alerts remain in effect for much of Oklahoma. Wildlife officials are asking anglers to report invasive carp after 5 bighead carp were caught in the Elk River. The species is considered harmful because it competes with native fish for food sources. The fish were turned over to the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation for further research. Officials say monitoring invasive species remains critical to protecting local waterways, with anglers being encouraged to report any additional sightings. Governors from around the country are gathering in Oklahoma City for the National Governors Association summer meeting, expected to discuss issues including health care, infrastructure, education, and economic development. The meeting runs through Saturday with several public events and policy discussions being planned. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Another great story of self-defense on today's Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And it's coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a passing evening thunderstorm. Otherwise, the sky will be mainly clear. Be cautious of possible flash flooding, hail, and localized damaging wind gusts. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will bring sunny skies and cooler temperatures with lower humidity levels. The high will reach 94. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 67. Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with a high of 94. Monday is expected to be mostly sunny and very warm with a high of 98. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina.
At the new Freedom 96.9, 2026 is more than just a new year. It's a celebration of American spirit and the freedom to explore. We're honoring two monumental milestones, 250 years since the birth of our nation and the 100th year of the historic Route 66. Freedom on the airwaves, freedom on the open road. Join us for the year-long celebration of America's history. Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Back from a little bit of time off and enjoying myself capitally, I am here to talk to you today. And rested, recuperated, ready for battle. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Governor Stitt hosting his governor's conference yesterday and today in Oklahoma City. Finally broke his silence on data centers and how he feels about them. Willie Nelson also breaking his silence, as though we were all waiting to find out what Willie Nelson thought about data centers. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377. Stitt didn't answer any questions other than to say we don't need to worry about power or water usage because we've got laws now that will protect us from that abuse. And he's right. They kicked in as of July 1. He signed them this past spring. Becky writes, Lee, you were talking about the little town of Pryor. You really should talk to somebody who is on the Pryor City Council or the mayor of Pryor, because before they gave approval for the Google power data center to come in, they did their homework and they were able to determine what the power usage was going to be, how it was going to be covered, what the water usage was going to be, and how it was going to be covered. And they love what their data center is doing for their community. And I, Becky kind of did say that last week. I said, hey, Piedmont, you're worried about it. Why don't you get on the phone and call Pryor? 405-608-4377. And you heard what Becky was referring to when it comes to Pryor. The people got a chance to hear what was going on and got a chance to express their voice on it, which I'm all for, too. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air. What's your name?
Randall.
And you are where, Randall?
Swap out Oklahoma. We're swap out everything.
Even data centers, I guess.
Yeah, no data center. I think the prior Google thing has been there a dozen years or maybe more.
Yeah.
I think something like that. Anyway, here are my thoughts. I think they're rushing to build a lot of data centers for AI. Artificial intelligence, and yes. I don't know if that's going to fizzle out or not. I don't know, but
everything that I read, and you read a lot too, Randall. But I'm also reading it from a financial standpoint, and a lot of the stocks that have anything to do with the data center are just going nuts, which tells me the financial community thinks they're here to stay.
Well, I don't know that the herd mentality is always right, because 2000 the dot-com boom it was just incredible, and it just collapsed. Now, I'm hoping this doesn't, but there's another thought that the crypto coin thing, which is you mine it with computers or something. Well, if they are turned out to where they're not worth much or anything, or, you know, I think that would go away immediately. So, and the crypto has been around, I don't know, maybe 5 years, probably 8 or 9 years. I don't know. Probably somewhere in there. I don't know much about it. I really don't. I just know that it takes a lot of energy to mine it, and the cheapest energy, electricity in the United States is in Washington State because they have hydroelectric. So there's a lot of data mining farms up there, but I don't know. So
well, that's why Trump wants to have some sort of partnership with Canada or some sort of partnership with Greenland, so that we would be able to get the materials we need to continue to make more of this kind of these kind of data centers. The data centers themselves don't seem to have a concern of finding the materials right now. They're in a hurry to find and secure space in which they can build these data centers.
I would think, and I don't know this is true, but I would think you would want to build them where they interact with the ocean or the river, Mississippi River or something, to where you could use the water to cool them. But I don't know. I mean, that's how they cool. The easiest way is with water, and they have some that are doing that. I don't know if it's very much, but I don't know about the water situation. It might, but I would say if all your data centers were charged by wind or solar, then, you know, what's the problem, you know, on that?
I don't think there is one, but I know the Chinese are experimenting with submarine data centers, or at least partially being submerged so that they stay cool. But the Chinese are behind us when it comes to how many of the data centers they have up and running. And the United States is ahead of the world when it comes to artificial intelligence. And the U.S. government wants to stay that way. Trump wants to stay that way. And that does not necessarily mean we need a data center in Piedmont. But again, I'm going to go back to what I've been saying, and you've heard me say this, Randall. We can either be on this train or under it. And that doesn't mean Piedmont has to have a data center, but it does mean at some point as a state, as a people, as a community, we're going to have to get used to this idea.
Yeah, I don't want to be under a train.
No.
Not a good thing.
No.
I think the local people ought to be the one deciding it when they get all the information.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And I think the information is available. I think there seems to be a reluctance to even look at the information because it's a not in my backyard kind of thing.
And it's scary. People don't really know what it is.
No, it can be. It really can be. I mean, they used to say this about the telephone. Okay? I mean, I have a great aunt. She's no longer alive, but she was born in 1901. And when she was 6 years old in 1907, they got their first telephone. And she remembers her grandmother, my great-grandmother, saying, "This is the end of privacy as we know it." And to a certain extent, she was right. But to another extent, it came in handy when the house caught fire. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, actually, in the rural countries, there wasn't a whole lot of phone service until, I think, 1940.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you might have a guy, a neighbor 3 miles away that had a phone. And
yeah, but, I mean, you see what I'm talking about when I say that was the very first technological thing to infiltrate the household.
Well, we have led technology ever since railroads and telephones and rapid car assembly assembly lines, first flight in developing flight, and then, you know, walking on the moon or whatever. We have led the technology, I guess, for 200 years, probably.
Yeah.
So we need to keep it up.
We do.
That's all I know.
We do.
All right.
Thank you, Randall, and I'm glad you're listening in. Slap Out on Freedom. Maybe Slap Out could host a data center. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. One of the best things about taking a little time off and taking a little vacation is having the means by which you can do it and not go into debt. And the way that you do that is to make sure that you have all of your means working for you as best they can. And it doesn't have to be a whole lot of means on top of that. My good friend Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital could help you with your means and take what you've got and make it better. That's what his job is at McGuire Capital. He's a fiduciary, and he doesn't get paid unless you make more money. Check it out. Tomorrow he will be on the air from 10A to 1P on our own Freedom 96.9, and name of his show is The Bull and Bear Show. So he'll tell you more about what I'm telling you about, but it's best to keep his number handy. And this is his personal phone number, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. Whether it's retirement, whether it's college, whether it's a little vacation, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuireCap.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10A to 1P right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10A to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Modus Health. They don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low 73, sunny and hot tomorrow, not as hot, high of 93, tomorrow night 65 for the low, into Sunday sunny and a high of 92, Monday sunny and a high of 97, so we're getting out of the triple digits for a while, which it is now, 104. On Freedom 96.9, Tim is in Perry. Hi, Tim, thanks for hanging on.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Guns for everybody.
I agree. I carry wherever I go.
Good.
Hey, I wanted to mention that I listen to talk radio quite a bit, and I'm very informed of what's going on in the world. And the left has decided that they're backing China. Have you heard that?
I have heard that, and I've read that, and I also know that there is a Chinese, an American-born Chinese billionaire that is responsible for a lot of the anti-data center propaganda we're hearing and seeing in and around the whole nation.
That is correct. I believe that as well. However, if the left gets in power, you can kiss our data centers goodbye because they want China to win.
They do. And they will do so under the guise of, don't you want this out of your backyard? You don't want these things. These things are going to cost you more money.
I agree with that as well. But you know, I don't know the intelligence of the American people. I've seen it in the past, and I've seen the dumbness in the past.
Yes.
But I don't know what's about to happen. Nobody does, but it's all up to God.
It is. I think we're going to hang on in the midterms, going to hang on to the House, going to hang on to the Senate, because I'm not seeing a platform, Tim. I'm not seeing the Democrat Party offer anything that the American people want. They're offering more socialism. They're offering more government control. They're offering more interference into their daily lives. And that's why they voted for Trump 2 years ago.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. And I agree with that. They, you know, just like Obama, you'll get this free stuff. You'll get that free stuff. Nobody ever decided who's going to pay for it.
And, the American people know that. We all know that, especially the middle class knows that, because we've seen the Biden policies and what they did to us for 4 years.
Right. That is correct. And I don't think that's going to let up. They don't have a platform. I agree. The best thing they have going for them is what? Socialism?
Yeah. And what they're trying to do is appeal to the that part of the party that just doesn't want to work.
And they think they're owed something because life is too hard.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I have children. Some of them think that way. But you know, what is this world going to be like if everybody thinks that way? And that's where the American voters go. Life is too hard. They will control us. They will buy us out. They will do everything. We don't have to work. But that's not what they want. They actually want complete control.
Well, I don't know that they realize that that's what the price is that they're going to pay. Oh, yes, free stuff, free stuff, free stuff. But the fact that the government's going to control everything that you do, that never occurs to them. The price never occurs to them. Got to run, Tim, because Firearms Friday is coming up next on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Eligible for Medicare? Well, you'll know, because people will be badgering you with a lot of dumb questions and a lot of dumb emails and dumb phone calls and dumb texts and dumb circulars in your mail. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, you're going to be getting a lot of these if you aren't already. Rather than be confused, stay ahead of the whole thing by calling the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you can make if you are new to Medicare or if Medicare's on the horizon. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group can put together a plan that'll work for you. Now, if you weren't born in 1961, but it's coming soon, you know, maybe in the next year, keep the three-month rule in mind. About 3 months before your birthday is when you need to get that ball rolling. And this is the number to call, 405-848-5790. The best call you can make, and the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Looking for the best deals on guns and gear? It's Lee Matthews, and you know you got to head to H&H Shooting Sports and take advantage of these huge manufacturer rebates. Buy select six-hour pistols and get a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. Buy select Springfield Model 2020 rifles and score a free XDM Elite 10mm pistol. Plus, free shooting with you and a friend for three visits to the range with every purchase at H&H Shooting Sports. Visit Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Get ready, Oklahoma rodeo fans. Come out to the 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
Freedom 96.9 anchor with the forecast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 73. Sunday tomorrow, high of 93. Not as hot. 65 tomorrow night's low. Sunday, sunny, high 92. It's 104 at Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews on the drive on a Firearms Friday. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And along with my good friend and coach, David the Marine.
I see your war face. You got a war face? Ah!
Speaking of gear, David, sometimes you buy a gun and you realize you can make an alteration to it that'll make it even better.
There are many guns that allow some adjustment, as it were, tweaking. Mm-hmm. The SIG P365 is one of those guns. It is not the first modular gun, but it is the most popular one. It has taken the shooting world by storm. Everybody and their brother has a 365. You watch these videos on YouTube about these special forces and whatnot. What's your carry gun? What's your EDC, your everyday carry gear? And every one of them pretty much pulls out their SIG 365, partly because you have the ability to change the frames on that. The firing control unit comes out of the frame. You can put it in a different frame, a different size frame. Depending on your mission, you can decide how much capacity and how much size you want the gun to have. And the 365 allows you to do that. Other guns do too, but not as easily, not as quite as popular yet as the SIG 365.
I already hear the gun grabber saying, "Oh no!" Turn it into an automatic weapon.
Well, they're idiots.
Yeah.
like the AR-15, one of the first modular guns, you can take the upper off any AR-15, 5.56, you put one on the chamber of 22 long rifle, put one on the chamber of 300 blackout, put one on the chamber for 450 Bushmaster, you can put one on for 300, anything you can think of, they got an upper for it, but it's only one serial numbered frame on the bottom. And versatility is a hallmark of the interchangeable guns like that.
Have a look at what we do with David's P365, the six-hour P365, when we change the frame and make what is already a pretty good gun a lot better. The video blog posted at freedom969.com, on my Facebook page, and on my X profile as well. David, do you have a tactical tip of the week?
Do not fire a warning shot. If somebody's coming at you, okay, that's not the time for a warning shot. A lot of people fire a warning shot because I didn't want them to come at me, and the court will argue that you fired before there's a deadly threat, and you're responsible for every round that you fire from that gun. If it falls down and hits a little Joey on his bicycle four blocks away, you're to blame, and they will arrest you for that. Do not fire a warning shot. You might need that shot later for the bad guy because, you've got to convince him he doesn't want to kill you right now. So do not fire a warning shot. That is your tactical tip of the week.
And P365 from Sig Sauer, do you use that quite often when you're teaching your classes?
It's one of the more popular guns that are showing up in the lessons and classes, and if you have one and want to check out some of the versatility that it gives you, find out how at OKCFireTraining.com, OKCFireTraining on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports, Mike Rust, I was at the expo last week, and I noticed you and several other of the vendors were giving a particular optic a lot of attention. What was that all about?
Well, it was a new optic that we're going to be bringing in at some point in time in the next month. It's a combination of thermal technology and night vision technology overlaid over the top of that thermal image. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay. Now, yeah. I bring that up because it just demonstrates the huge variety of not only optics, but everything else that you have at H&H Shooting Sports.
We try our best to keep all the latest and greatest, Lee, and we've got some wonderful brands that are mainstays for us. And the optics counter usually has a full inventory of scopes and binoculars and spotters and lasers and thermals and all that.
And did I understand you're kind of expanding or at least kind of reorganizing the suppressor department?
We are moving into a different area where we're going to have two or three employees processing paperwork, and that's where you're going to go to pick up your suppressor after that short approval process, just to kind of get it away from all the flow of people, which kind of, you know, push you around.
Well, again, that just goes to show, too. You've got pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, and then even archery equipment.
We've got a very, very nice archery range, 13 lanes at 20 yards, extremely well lit, and we have bow tacks on staff, selling bows, tuning bows, fitting bows, all that good stuff.
Just another example of everything that you've got at H&H Shooting Sports. Truly is Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Oh, and then if you want...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. U.S. economic growth slowed in the second quarter, with the GDP rising 1.5%. Consumer spending and business investment helped offset economic headwinds. Mayor Zoran Mamdani is defending new delivery tipping rules as critics argue the policy increases costs for New York customers. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is dropping out of the Democratic race for governor.
Barnes made the announcement Thursday on social media, saying it's clear who the Democratic nominee is going to be. He was 22 points behind State Representative Francesca Hong in a Marquette Law School poll released on Wednesday. According to the poll, more people actually said they were undecided than said they supported Barnes. Absentee voting is already underway in Wisconsin's August 11th primary. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Netflix is disputing a $105 million lawsuit over a missing copy of the unreleased Nicolas Cage film Fortitude. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. Not all injuries show up at the scene of a crash. Adrenaline is powerful. And shock, well, it often masks pain. And some injuries, especially like neck, back, and brain injuries, can take days or weeks or even months to fully reveal themselves. Insurance companies count on this. They want you to say that you're fine before the real problems start. If you've been in a crash, get checked out, even if you think it's minor. Don't let the insurance company decide how hurt you are. That decision should be made by your doctors, not by adjusters. If you've been in a crash and you need legal assistance, call me. I'm Noble McIntyre with McIntyre Law. My number is 777-7000, or you can reach me at noble@mcintyrelaw.com. McIntyreLaw.com. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma health officials are urging residents to take precautions as extreme heat continues across the state, with EMSA saying crews have responded to 122 heat-related illness calls in the Oklahoma City area this month, transporting 86 of those to the hospital. Community organizations say some residents are becoming ill while waiting outdoors in the heat. Officials are recommending staying hydrated, limiting outdoor activity, and taking breaks in the shade. Heat alerts remain in effect for much of Oklahoma. Wildlife officials are asking anglers to report invasive carp after five bighead carp were caught in the Elk River. The species is considered harmful because it competes with native fish for food sources. The fish were turned over to the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation for further research. Officials say monitoring invasive species remains critical to protecting local waterways, with anglers being encouraged to report any additional sightings. Governors from around the country are gathering in Oklahoma City for the National Governors Association summer meeting, expected to discuss issues including health care, infrastructure, education, and economic development. The meeting runs through Saturday, with several public events and policy discussions being planned. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
If the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has secured bonds to build their turnpike extension, why do we have to keep paying tolls? Lee Matthews on the Drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom. Weather.
Well, I don't know where my weather guy was, but I can give it to you. Partly cloudy tonight, low 73. Sunny, not as hot tomorrow, 93. Tomorrow night, 65 for a low. Into Sunday, sunny, high of 92. Monday, sunny and a high of 97. So we're going to say goodbye to the triple digits for just a little while. Might be coming back on Thursday, but 104 right now. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Let's reset the scene here. Governor Stitt says he's all for data centers as long as they protect our resources, as is our laws. Does that change your mind? What do you think of Fauci deliberately wasting everybody's time today?
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Five, one, two, three, four, fifth. Anybody you say? Ask me a question.
That wasn't earlier today. That was earlier this week. That's what I meant. But you know what I meant. Melissa, Lee Matthews in the Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Back from some vacation time. Great to be back. Melissa writes, Lee, Fauci is the perfect example of why pride goeth before the fall and is one of the seven deadly sins. Along with pizza. He is swimming in a pool of grandiosity and narcissism. His need for validation from the cool kids in Washington and Hollywood were greater than his responsibility as a public health official. It's a tragic tale of astounding self-love. Well, Melissa, also a painful, desperate attempt to not get sued. That's also what's going on here. That's why it was, yeah, you don't need a mask. Yeah, no, you need 10 masks. No, you don't have to socially distance. No, you have to socially distance. They were worried about getting sued. And that's why he kept pleading the fifth earlier this week. He wasn't worried about being held in contempt of Congress. And he knows he has a full pardon, so there's nothing legally that's going to happen to him. He's not going to go to jail. He knows all of that. But what he doesn't know is he going to get sued? And that's why he didn't say anything. He pled the fifth. Well, then why did he show up in the first place? Because he didn't want to be accused of not showing up and having something to hide. Huh. But then he had plenty to hide. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the Drive. Hi, what is your name?
This is Don, South Oklahoma City.
Good to hear from you, Don.
Yeah, I called in about something that's been bothering me to no end. Our illustrious James Lankford is sitting up there in Washington, and here's the Save America Act hanging by a thread, and a bunch of people, the patriots, have been stepping up, you know, stepping up and saying that they're going to not go on recess and all this other stuff. And what's Lankford doing? He's standing in the back room polishing his shoes, and you know, he's been his name was brought up on, I believe I was listening to another show with Jesse Cayley, and he said this guy's a waste of space, and that when he your dog into agrees. The...
Yeah.
Yeah, the little... That's one of my puppies, yeah. He's shouting, yeah, get him. But anyways, he's been such a jerk for so long, like a couple of years ago when that big budget deal, and he went in with the Democrats, oh, we're going to work this out, it's going to be a great deal. And when it finally came out, he was so full of pork that it just lasted about 45 minutes.
You had Mitch McConnell to thank for that. Mitch McConnell asked him to do that.
Yeah, and he stepped right into it. The Democrats are just, they brought him in because they knew that if the things went south, well, it's a bipartisan. See this?
Well, and he wasn't up for election either, and a lot of them were.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So he was a, anyways. And then another thing, too, which I wasn't aware of until recently, that he was in on that changing the names of the military bases because the Civil War generals that mm-hmm. might actually have, you know, and what a jerk, you know. I mean, what if we just, maybe he was into the hanging a rope around the necks of the statues and tearing them down, too. I don't know about that, but anyways, he's just been a huge disappointment. He comes out and he's inane stuff here and there, and look at Hood. He comes on and he talks. But, you know, I think maybe we should, as a group, get a hold of him in Washington and tell him to stand up for a change for the Save America Act.
Well, he has stood up for the Save America Act. I'll tell you who hasn't, and that is Croinan down in Texas. And Croinan is now mad because he's lost his primary, so he's mad at his constituents. And is that's how he's throwing a little temper tantrum. And I don't know if Croinan's going to support it. And then the other one was Mitch McConnell. Well, Mitch McConnell is blotto. He may as well be in the grave as far as that's concerned. And then Lindsey Graham was the other one that we were hoping to count on, and now Lindsey Graham is dead. So we keep waiting, and we keep losing Republican seats.
Yeah, I think he went over there to see, what's his name, Walensky or whatever, and he came back, and a couple of days later he died. Seems kind of strange all of a sudden, you know, the Russians might have had a hand in that little...
You know, knowing what I know about and being married to a cardiac nurse, those things happen. It happens. It's not something that can be drug-induced. You can't drug-induce an aortic aneurysm. They just happen.
Well the Israelis came up with a poison that they used on, I believe it was Hezbollah leadership. Mm-hmm. They caught them all in a meeting. They were... having a unusual that they would do it. They were celebrating Ramadan, so the Israelis enlisted this chef who was, he was in the area where this meeting was going to be,
mm-hmm.
and they brought him in, and they talked to him, and they gave him this chemical that would, it was tasteless and odorless and everything else, and they told him how to use it. They sent him out there, and he went in there. And he was a caterer and a chef. He made a big bid that was a low bid, and Hezbollah people, they checked him out. He was clean, so they brought him in, and he went into their little shindig in the kitchen, and he had a knife case that the Israelis gave him that had vials of this poison in it. So during he was preparing the meal. There was seven of these jokers. He put a little bit in the first course, a little bit in the second course, a little in the third. It was five courses, and he dosed each one of them with a little bit of this stuff like he was instructed to do. But one of these morons wouldn't eat because he was fasting for Ramadan.
Yeah.
So he had the last vial. So he thought about it. At the end of the meal, he made up this special sherbet dessert thing that apparently they really like.
Okay.
And he brought it out to them all. He served them all their sherbet with the poison in it. And he had the last vial, so he poured the whole thing into this guy's dessert. And the Israelis had told him, if it doesn't work out, just abandon the plot. But he said, I'm not going to do it. So he poured it all in there. He served it. This guy went out there and, look, here, I brought this out special for you. I know you're fasting. And he said, oh, well, so I will eat this even though I'm fasting. It won't break my fast. So they all ate and they had a great time. The chef packed up and went back to his little niche, and everything was cool for about 2 days.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
he was successful. He was successful. I got to run on, Don. I'm sorry. I got to run. The Ukrainians have no reason to want Lindsey Graham dead. Ukrainians had no reason to want Lindsey Graham dead. Lindsey Graham was their best friend. So I'm not buying any of the poison theories when it comes to Lindsey Graham. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. I kept teasing the lovely wife on our recent little trip. It was a road trip, so we're driving along, and every now and then we'd get behind an old beat-up car, and she'd say, man, what a piece of crap. I can't believe that's still on the road. And then we'd keep going down the road. Man, what a piece of crap. I can't believe it. Man, what a pollution mobile. And I said, oh, lovely wife, how lucky I am to have you with me to point out the pieces of crap. All right, so if you're driving a POS or a piece of crap, the family-oriented business at Frontier Motors can help you get into a new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevrolet, Ram. Frontier Auto Group, they've been the trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help and continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle if you've got the check engine light, the low tire pressure light, the weak battery light, the air conditioning not getting the job done. Hey, the Matthews Mobile was measuring 106 today. You don't need that. And they do it at no charge. The Frontier Auto Group, El Reno's just off El Reno's Auto Alley, off the Route 66, right there at the roundabout in El Reno, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy tonight, 73 the low. Sunday tomorrow, not as hot, high 93. Tomorrow night, 65 for the low into Sunday, sunny, high 92. Monday, sunny and a high of 97. 104 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Earlier this week, the United States Department of Energy announced that Oklahoma is one of five states that have signed the Memorandums of Understanding, MOU, with the Department of Energy to become a host site for the nation's first nuclear lifestyle innovation campus. The department says the campuses are an effort to modernize the country's first nuclear fuel cycle. They hope the campuses will bring investment, expand domestic manufacturing, and create thousands of jobs. 28 applications from 26 states. The Energy Department has selected five initial contenders to further explore building nuclear life cycle innovation campuses. The campuses will be massive generators of economic growth, create thousands of high-paying jobs, and be crucial to unleashing America's nuclear renaissance. The innovative concept is a direct result of President Trump's leadership and ambitious directives to restore domestic nuclear fuel cycles in the United States and get America's nuclear industry growing again. The proposed campuses would support activities across the full nuclear fuel life cycle and would include fuel fabrication, enrichment, reprocessing used nuclear fuel, and final deposition of used nuclear fuel. The campuses could also host advanced reactor development, power generation, and advanced manufacturing. Five words for you. What did I tell you? I told you that in the next 10 years, you're not going to have a substation near your house that is running power that comes in from a coal-burning fuel-generated station in Luther or Tulsa or Pryor. You're going to have a nuclear reactor, a small nuclear reactor. The Department of Energy went on to say that Oklahoma has always been the leader when it comes to energy production and innovation, from the oil boom of the early 1900s to the shale revolution of the mid-2000s. Today marks a new frontier, the chance to add nuclear to our energy abundance agenda. And I am all for this. Nuclear is the most efficient means of generating utilitarian power. When I say efficient, I mean what you get out of it is so much more dynamic than what you put into it. You put in a little bit of uranium and you get months of power generation. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lovely wife and I were tag-teaming doing laundry after our little time off, and lovely wife kept saying, look, the dryer's full. And I said, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go hang a bunch of stuff up in the attic. She said, what? I said, yeah, it's 106 today. So it's probably close to 110, 115 in the attic of the Matthews mansion. Now, that might sound like a lot, but actually in terms of roofs, that's pretty good. That's about where it needs to be in terms of ventilation. But if your attic, if your roof is not ventilating properly, you're wasting a lot of energy, wasting a lot of time, and just really harder on your air conditioner. It's Lee Matthews for my good friends over at McRoof, McRoof.us. No, they're not air conditioning people or insulation people, but they know ventilation, and they know whether or not your attic is ventilating properly, along with whether or not you need a new roof. So rather than repeating the past failures, McRoof will fortify your new roof to better handle what Oklahoma weather can throw at it, even if that's just 106, 110 degree temperatures. Get your free inspection today and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone, with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good. Again.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
All of these establishment types who railed against POTUS but somehow wormed their way into his administration, they need to stop pushing their Obama-era policies and get on board with the man actually elected to do the job. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
And Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast calling for partly cloudy, low tonight of 73. Sunny, not as hot tomorrow, 93 for the high. Tomorrow night, 65 for a low. Into Sunday, sunny, high 92. Monday, sunny and a high of 97. 104 right now at Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has received approval for $1.5 billion in revenue bonds to advance its Access Oklahoma expansion into the construction phase, with conditions tied to a pending federal lawsuit over the East-West Connector project. The lawsuit seeks to stop the $3 billion Toby Heath Expressway that Oklahoma Turnpike Authority says landowners are left in limbo. Over the course of the last several years, a lot of the work has been done, has been design work preparing for the construction, said one OTA executive director. We're going to be spending all this money. It's a shame we don't have an opportunity to disrupt more people's lives than we do right now. But, you know, I made that last part up. It marks the third round of financing for Access Oklahoma following the $500 million approved in 2023 and the $1 billion in 2025. OTA plans to seek additional funding every 18 months for 2 years as construction progresses. And by golly, if they don't get it, they'll just raise our tolls one more time until they get what they want.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
The OTA said that if the judge halts the East-West Connector project, the funds they've already gathered will be redirected to other parts of Access Oklahoma and the Access Oklahoma program. Why? Well, because that's the way the mob would do it, and that's the way we're going to do it.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. William writes, I enjoy your show. Last week you were talking with a group that still wants to bring light rail into the metro. Let's look at what we already have from Embark. Embark's public transportation system in Oklahoma City relies on local city subsidies as its primary source of income, making up about 66% of its public transit operation revenue. According to the Embark fiscal year budget, the public transportation division generates roughly $55 million in total operating revenue distributed across six district funding categories. The system's public transit funding, covering the bus network, paratransit, ferry, streetcar, bike shares, and bus rapid transit, is divided as follows. The single largest share, accounting for $36,000 in municipal funding, about 66%, Federal Transit Assistant grants contribute about $8 million, about 8%. Ticket purchases and transit passes generate $2 million, about 5%.
Norman adds about 5%. The state throws in 2%, and miscellaneous other funds contribute 5%. Bottom line, it could not pay for itself if it had to. What percentage of the public ride Embark? Well, if we look at the 2025 number breakdown, 8,849 daily riders, or less than 370 people per hour on a 24-hour basis. That's less than 1/100th of a percent of the total population of the metro. By the way, Lee, I'm also totally opposed to the light rail proposition. Thank you for breaking all those numbers down, William. You've answered my question, okay? What we've got relies on subsidies from local, city, local, and state, and federal subsidies. If they didn't have those subsidies, they wouldn't work. Why then do we have this service that doesn't pay for itself? And a light rail is going to be even worse. Don't believe me? Just look at the stupid streetcars.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Edmond police have arrested a man accused of stealing more than $300,000 worth of trading cards and collectibles. But
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump is holding a cabinet meeting at Camp David on Friday. Scott Carr has details from Washington.
The meeting at the Maryland presidential retreat comes after the U.S. and Iran resumed attacks after the collapse of a ceasefire agreement. Reports say some Republicans have expressed concerns to the White House as the war continues, with midterm elections less than 100 days away. After the meeting at Camp David, Trump's expected to head to his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey for the weekend.
This week's cyber attacks on U.S. water systems may be linked to Iran, according to multiple reports. Officials say one reason Iran is suspected is that the goal of the attacks appears to be to disrupt services, not to collect ransom payments. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency sent out an alert to all local water systems that cyber threat actors are trying to modify passwords to lock out operators. The FBI said in a statement that the agency is aware of the intrusions. A foodie favorite in the Big Apple is marking a major milestone.
Long before farmers markets became trendy, there was the Union Square Green Market here in New York. How long ago? It's celebrating its 50th birthday today. 5 decades ago, a small group of regional farmers began selling directly to New Yorkers. Today, what began as a modest market is one of the city's definitive food destinations, attracting not just home cooks, but some of the world's biggest chefs. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
Iowa continues to rank among the nation's most affordable housing markets, and it's on track to close its housing shortage.
A Common Sense Institute study shows Iowa ranks the 8th most affordable nationally based on monthly mortgage costs. However, a typical purchase now requires over 40% more income than the average household earned. The study forecasts the state will close the gap on its housing shortage by the end of 2028. I'm Eva Basinger.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A Muskogee County woman has died from injuries sustained in a car crash that happened earlier this month. OHP says 47-year-old Charity Royce was involved in a two-vehicle collision on July 22nd along Highway 69. Investigators say her vehicle struck another that was turning left. Royce later died from her injuries, and the crash remains under investigation. Police in Edmond have arrested a man accused of stealing more than $300,000 worth of trading cards and collectibles. Investigators say Chad Chadwell, also known as Vincent Estrada, broke into a storage unit and stole Pokemon cards, sports memorabilia, and other collectibles. Police say he was selling some of the items before he was arrested. Authorities are asking anyone who purchased collectibles from Chadwell recently to contact investigators as the case remains active. Well, more Oklahoma shoppers are turning to local farms and markets after food recalls and a nationwide cyclospora outbreak, with local suppliers saying demand for produce, especially lettuce, has increased significantly in recent weeks. Farmers and distributors alike report higher sales, but say it can be difficult to quickly increase production. They say consistent support is important for long-term success. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
You think SNAP fraud is not happening in Oklahoma? Just wait till you hear a story I've got coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a passing evening thunderstorm. Otherwise, the sky will be mainly clear. Be cautious of possible flash flooding, hail, and localized damaging wind gusts. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will bring sunny skies and cooler temperatures with lower humidity levels. The high will reach 94. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 67. Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with a high of 94. Monday is expected to be mostly sunny and very warm with a high of 98. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
At the new 96.9, we're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Ponca City to Hinton, from Stillwater to Tuttle, and from Blanchard to Perry. More power means more towns in Oklahoma stay informed about the issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
All right, let's reset the scene. First of all, I am back from vacation and raring and ready to go and fully refreshed and ready for battle on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377 to do just that. 405-608-4377. LMatthews@freedom969.com. Fauci was asked if he wanted some coffee, and he, of course, pleaded the fifth.
Five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anybody you say fifth? Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you? Fifth. Yeah. Fauci pleaded the fifth in front of Congress because he doesn't want to be involved in a civil suit down the road. He does not want to say something that can then be used in a civil suit against him. So that's why he pleaded the fifth. He didn't say anything. And that's why. Why did he even show up and waste time? Because he didn't want to be accused of not showing up and wasting time. He can't be criminally prosecuted because he's pardoned. So that's why all of this frustrating nonsense is going on. And it's no different than when he was the head of the CDC. That's why he kept doubling back and circling back on and flip-flopping on all of his policies. He didn't want to get sued. He had the legal lobby begging him, please tell everybody to socially distance. Please tell everybody to wear a mask. Otherwise, the big box stores and the Home Depots and the Lowe's and all the business that makes the United States run would legally not be able to open because they would be scared of a class action lawsuit for not making sure they kept their customers safe. That's what did it. That's what it was all about. It had nothing to do with keeping you safe and keeping you from getting COVID. It had everything to do with making these businesses look like they were trying to keep you from getting COVID so they could stay open and insured. Because the insurance companies and the insurance lawyers were saying, we're not going to insure you if you don't do these things. I even saw that similar behavior when I was over there. They were doing the same thing. 405-608-4377. So I didn't expect the conversation with Anthony Fauci to go any different than it did. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Doug writes, Lee, the corporately sponsored script on Fauci is out. The propaganda media is calling Fauci a hero. I agree if a hero is an acronym for hypocrite, egomaniac, redunculus, and obliquitous. Obliquious. Yes, I agree. Doug, thanks a lot. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You think that snap fraud's not going on in Oklahoma? Got that coming up. In the meantime, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. Hi, what's your name?
Oh, I'm on. Eric here. Hi, Lee.
Hello, Eric. Good to hear from you. Hello, where are you?
I'm on 2nd Street in traffic.
Okay.
And welcome back from vacation.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back.
Nice to have you. So I'd love to talk about Resident Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, there was this gain-of-function research, and
yeah.
They found out 8 projects that were dual-use. One of them was Corona SARS.
Mm-hmm.
So since 2012, 2013, definitely for Fauci, it should be clear, do not put any money into Corona SARS.
No.
Because it's a WMD, and we cannot handle it safely. So what I'm wondering today is, what's our difficulty with that narrative? Shouldn't it be clear, if somebody tinkers with a bioweapon, it gets out, people die, he goes to jail. I don't see, what's the difficulty here? Do you?
Well, you mean Fauci should go to jail because he is as guilty as someone who did that?
No, I mean, he worked on gain-of-function
yes.
Corona SARS.
Mm-hmm.
Under Obama, he was told to not do that anymore. It's too dangerous to do that in a lab.
Yes.
That's why they classified them as dual use.
Mm-hmm.
Corona SARS, one of them. And then he spent money on Corona SARS in Wuhan. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it was illegal. It's dual use. Don't do it. He did it. What is so difficult? I don't understand.
Well, the pardon that the Biden administration issued Fauci. There is,
mm-hmm.
You cannot prosecute if he's already been pardoned by the executive branch of the government. So it's one more chalk mark on the
mm-hmm.
the administration of the Biden administration and the use and the abuse of their pardoning power. I mean, it's everything you're not supposed to do with pardons. They did it.
So after the pardon also goes backwards, basically, so everything that happened, like, because, I mean, I think it was the P3CO framework that was supposed to regulate that dual-use bioweapon things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a violation that's older. That's before Trump and Biden, even.
Yes, but it was Biden who did the pardoning. I mean, I don't know who else you would prosecute.
So you can pardon people even with WMDs and bioweapons?
Well, I mean, you can pardon them for anything.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah, at least, I mean, yeah, sue him civilly.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Well, I think that may be coming. There may be some. There may be some states that decide they're going to prosecute because the pardon only applies to federal prosecution, not state prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that only applies to the U.S. Could you be sued internationally or something?
Oh, like, I don't know. Maybe, perhaps. Perhaps. Thing. Yeah.
Since it went out globally as well.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, geez. And so I haven't really followed up. So it's like, so what I'm hearing is this is just ceremonial. They're not really able to pin anything on him. It's just
they're not because of the pardon. Yes, because of the pardon. And that needs to be fixed. There needs to be some sort of restriction applied to the executive branch regarding the pardon, the ability to pardon something or someone.
Yeah, or at least something like, okay, it's like if a million of people die, you know, that becomes too much, you know, just like
a
number.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's like, okay, you can do pardon, but I mean, there should be some count.
Yeah, and nothing's going to happen to this guy because he's 85 years old, and I don't know that there's any court that's going to do anything to an 85-year-old man. That's the frustrating part. This is another reason why the Biden administration was so bad for the country. And to return to those policies the way many in the Democrat Party want to return to those policies is idiocy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the way they went about it, I mean, it's like not just
yes.
Fauci gets away,
well,
all these people that point all that nonsense on us.
And then the Democrat Party is trying to re-image itself as a socialist party. Now, Eric, you've seen socialism in action.
Yes, I was still in the Soviet Union. I saw the Soviet Union.
Yes.
Alive. It is the worst, like, wow. Like fear everywhere.
People yes, everybody was equally miserable.
Yeah, and you said it.
Yes.
Everywhere. It's like, ugh, geez.
Yes.
Wow.
Now,
either way, I mean, go ahead.
Well, the government controlled everything, right down to when they turned the heat on in the winter and turned the air conditioning on in the summer, if there was air conditioning, right?
And narrative language, yeah. I mean, when mm-hmm. my parents, when we went over, it was this entire list you couldn't talk about. You know, no Democratic Republic, Honecker, Soviet Union.
Yes.
It was like an entire list of, do not talk about those things. And so was being there.
You were in Eastern Berlin?
Yeah, East Berlin. Yeah,
yeah.
I had family
yeah.
there. We
mm-hmm.
traveled over when I was 16. The wall was still there. And, wow, yeah, it's like you're entering a death zone somehow, literally.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, bleak.
Yes.
I never thought. Horror, but, yeah, and the other things, I mean, didn't he also work? I mean, can we at least look at the other labs and what else he was working on to make sure we're not getting hit by other Fauci products?
I believe the Trump administration has already done that and shut them down.
Great.
Yes.
Because, I mean, yeah, that's the next thing. You know, it's like all these administrators that delivered the COVID response
mm-hmm.
onto us, and then what's happening in the other labs that we don't know of. Or it's like, just crossing finger. I hope they're cleaning it up.
Yes, I think they are. I think they are.
All right, but I have to jump. Good to have you back, Lee.
Good to have you back on, and thanks for calling Eric in Oklahoma City. As you can tell, he is an immigrant from Germany. There is several other immigrants from Germany that I know, and they listen to this program, and they all have that consistent message when it comes to socialism. No, don't do it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
This is David in Oklahoma City.
Hello, David.
Actually,
good
Mustang.
To hear from you.
Actually, Mustang. But anyway.
That's all right.
I wanted to agree with the guy about Langford.
Yeah.
Yes, being somewhat worthless.
Let's back up a minute. You're talking about Don, who's from Oklahoma City, and he called, I guess, about 40 minutes ago and had some complaints about Langford. He started with Langford's failure to support the Save America Act, which isn't exactly accurate. He has supported it. It's been others that have not. But then he had some other complaints that were legitimate about Langford. So go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
My complaint is about, and I'm still mad about it, is bipartisan bill to help solve the illegal immigrant border crisis by letting everybody in and making them all legal.
Yeah.
I do not like that. And whenever it comes time to primary him, he will be on the top of the list of people to work on.
Well, you're not alone in that. You're not alone in that. And, you know, I look at a lot of that as, okay, that was his boss, the then coherent Mitch McConnell, asking him in a non-election year to try to get some of that done. Why McConnell wanted that done, I don't know. But if I would have, I don't know. I think if I had been in his shoes, I would have said, no, sir, I've got other things I got to do. But right. I don't know. Maybe there was something Langford was trying to get past that McConnell promised he would bring to the front of the agenda. I don't know.
The other thing I wanted to ask about was you keep saying the toll or turnpikes are going from two lanes to six lanes, and I'm wondering where that's happening at.
Well, four lanes to six lanes. Right now, the Kilpatrick is being expanded. When you are heading west towards I-40, they are adding a lane on either side. The northbound side and the southbound side are they're extending it. They just finished on the Turner Turnpike between Bristow and Sepulpa. They just finished adding and making those six lanes. In my opinion, it didn't need to be done. The excuse was, oh, that's a heavily traveled artery into and out of the Tulsa Metro. Well, yes, it is, but it wasn't so heavily traveled that it regularly backed up or that there were traffic jams or particular accident problems. There weren't. It was difficult for the truckers to pass, but that's where I get even more angry, because it becomes fairly apparent to me that the trucking industry is the industry that has the most interest in having turnpikes because they want to keep rolling. They don't want to drive. They want to drive around urban traffic. So, well, okay, but the turnpikes are supposed to be for everybody, not just one industry.
Well, that's true. I personally, I like to keep the trucks flowing so I don't have to worry about trying to get around them.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I drove the turnpikes plenty on my vacation. I didn't not drive the turnpikes, so I gripe about them all the time, but I drive them.
In that section that you're talking about on headed south toward I-40,
mm-hmm.
I assume is the portion that's right by Northwest Highway?
Yes, where Northwest Highway intersects, where Route 66 intersects, where you get off the
road. That area needed it. That area needs fixed. It will need it soon, put it that way. There's enough people on there trying to get off on that exit that they're backing up to the turnpike. So they really need to work on the exit more than they need to worry about the center lane, adding center lanes. But at the same token, it's a real heavy section at quitting time.
Okay. And then I don't think they need to extend the turnpikes down in the Moore area or the Norman area either. I just don't
that
think
that part
need-
I don't know about, but I also say to myself, well, if it gets people to drive on a section where they don't have to stop because somebody's just stopping in the middle of I-40 because they can, like Crossroad, like over the K interchange, everybody just stops and you've got a pollution problem in your city because you're sitting there idling. So I don't really have a problem with them trying to improve to where traffic flows without any stops.
I would ask then what responsibility is the Federal Highway Department then? Because all of this work is being done on roads that are also considered federal highways. So why am I paying for this twice? My federal tax dollars are paying for it, and then my bonds are paying for it, and then my tolls are paying for it.
Okay, the bonds are paying for it because they're buying stuff that's being used in the future with money that's going to be paid back in the future. If you bought it only with tolls, you'd have to have all that money ahead of time before you could start on the road.
Okay.
And you'd have to wait until 10 years from now and start working on that section of road. Well, do you want to wait?
I don't mind. Again, if it's a federal highway system, where are the feds when we need them? David, I got to go. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9. It's 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. I was able to actually have darling mom up with me while we were on our vacation. 87 years of age and still going strong. Now, we were up in the mountains, and I worried a lot about her falling and hurting herself. But then I remembered, she's got not only great insurance, she's also got Medicare. That's why you need Medicare when you are eligible for it. Now, if there are some holes in the plan or some things that Medicare's not going to cover, that's where my good friend Well Preserved Advisory Group come in. Matter of fact, why don't you let them do the setting up for you, or at least coaching you through the setup process, by calling 405-848-5790. If you were born in 1961, I know you're getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of mails, a lot of texts, a lot of snail mails, and they can walk you through it every step of the way. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Don't wait till you need it, because then it might be too late. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Looking for the best deals on guns and gear? It's Lee Matthews, and you know you got to head to H&H Shooting Sports and take advantage of these huge manufacturer rebates. Buy select 6-hour pistols and get a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. Buy select Springfield Model 2020 rifles and score a free XDM Elite 10mm pistol. Plus, free shooting with you and a friend for 3 visits to the range with every purchase at H&H Shooting Sports. Visit Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nakoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Life is too short to just deal with the spin. Let's get to the truth, because the truth matters most. I'll give you the news, what's actually important, analyze it for you, give you my thoughts on it, take your thoughts as well. The phone number, 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson right here on Freedom 96.9. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because life's too short for the spin. So get the truth of what's actually happening out there in Oklahoma and around the world. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live, 11 to 2 p.m. weekdays.
The ratepayer protection plan. So all of those new electricity generation cannot be spread out among consumers or residential customers.
Governor Stitt saying we've already got laws protecting us from data centers stealing our electricity. So evidently he's not worried about it and doesn't think anybody else should either. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Kevin in Ringwood, thank you for hanging on.
Hi, Lee. My favorite subject, toll roads. I hate the hell out of them. I'm a truck driver. I've been driving for years. We pay 48 cents a gallon fuel tax and then another 15 cents to run their toll roads.
Yeah.
If you wanted the heavy truck traffic out of downtown Oklahoma City, the Kirkpatrick should have been free. But it's one of the highest on trucks per mile of all the toll roads in the state of Oklahoma.
And they keep building them.
Yes. I remember when they built 412 Cimarron Turnpike. It says, oh, yeah, when it's paid for, it'll be free.
Yeah.
The only state that's ever gone free is Kentucky on the bluegrass. That's the only state that ever done it.
Yep.
But anyway, that's one of my favorite pet peeves is the damn toll roads because you never get away from them.
No.
They go on and on.
They never get paid for. The tolls keep going up and up and up.
Absolutely. And all you got is all these people drawing pensions and everything off of it. So all you got to do is keep raising the tolls.
Yep.
I hate the hell out of them. And I pay, like I say, as a truck driver, I pay 48 cents a mile. Part of it is that 8 cents that they throwed on us for the school teacher's pay raise, which raises up the same as Texas.
Yeah.
And that. If you need money for schools, it should have been straight across the board sales tax. It should never have gone against our road use money.
You're not you're not getting any debate from me.
Damn, you ain't going to argue with me tonight, Lee. That's all I had, Lee. Thank
all
you.
All righty. Have a good weekend, and thanks for listening and starting.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says Iran is being decimated by continued U.S. strikes and vowed Tehran will never obtain a nuclear weapon.
Losing faith in them because they do lie and they do misrepresent. Well, the other day, the five missiles were shot. We knocked them down in the midst of a negotiation.
While speaking at Camp David, Trump also said a new agreement would lead to the disarming of Hamas. Emergency crews responded to an F-35 fighter jet at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego. Officials confirmed an aircraft mishap did occur, with crews using water cannons on the wreckage. The cause and any injuries remain unknown. Wall Street closed higher.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 276 points. The S&P 500 added 52 points. The NASDAQ rose 251 points. I'm Levon Putney.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. A Muskogee County woman has died from injuries sustained in a car crash that happened earlier this month. OHP says 47-year-old Charity Royce was involved in a two-vehicle collision on July 22nd along Highway 69. Investigators say her vehicle struck another that was turning left. Royce later died from her injuries, and the crash remains under investigation. Police in Edmond have arrested a man accused of stealing more than $300,000 worth of trading cards and collectibles. Investigators say Chad Chadwell, also known as Vincent Estrada, broke into a storage unit and stole Pokemon cards, sports memorabilia, and other collectibles. Police say he was selling some of the items before he was arrested. Authorities are asking anyone who purchased collectibles from Chadwell recently to contact investigators as the case remains active. Well, more Oklahoma shoppers are turning to local farms and markets after food recalls and a nationwide cyclospora outbreak, with local suppliers saying demand for produce, especially lettuce, has increased significantly in recent weeks. Farmers and distributors alike report higher sales, but say it can be difficult to quickly increase production. They say consistent support is important for long-term success. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Hi, this is Scott, the owner of Airflow Technologies, located at 315 West Main, Yukon, right along the beautiful Route 66. To celebrate 100 years of Route 66, we are offering an AC tune-up for only $66. Only $66. Call us at 405-577-5400 to schedule yours today. 405-577-5400. Schedule yours today. Airflow Technologies, located at 315 West Main, in Yukon, Oklahoma. Right now, get an AC tune-up for only $66. That's right, only $66. And remember, if you're hot, call Scott.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Iran made a feeble attempt to bomb Kuwait earlier today. Didn't do much. But is regime change even possible in Iran? Discussing that as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a passing evening thunderstorm. Otherwise, the sky will be mainly clear. Be cautious of possible flash flooding, hail, and localized damaging wind gusts. The low will be around 71. Tomorrow will bring sunny skies and cooler temperatures with lower humidity levels. The high will reach 94. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 67. Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with a high of 94. Monday is expected to be mostly sunny and very warm with a high of 98. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
We believe in free markets and we believe in individual property rights. And if a company buys a piece of land and they follow all the rules, I'm not going to let one neighbor say you can't do that on your piece of land when the next thing they're going to say is, well, I don't like your cattle ranch, or I don't like your chicken farm, or I don't like this, or don't like that.
Governor Stitt basically saying we're going to respect property rights when it comes to data centers. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9 and Lee Matthews with The Drive. One of the many topics on the Topic Buffet on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Back from vacation and better than ever. Good to have you along. What did you think of Fauci deliberately wasting everybody's time earlier this week? And what do you think of the Memorandum of Understanding on nukes when it comes to Oklahoma and the Department of Energy? We're one of the 23 states that signed a memorandum basically allowing that the Department of Energy will be able to put nuclear experimental reactors in our state. I think it's a good thing. We've always been ahead of the curve when it comes to energy production. 405-608-4377. John is in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on.
Thank you, Lee, and welcome back.
Good to be here.
I still want to discuss one issue that I think is the most critical. There are lots of things on the buffet and with Fauci and the turnpikes and nuclear energy, but immigration, illegal immigration, is still the number one thing. And the reason for that is there's only two ways Democrats and the worldwide left can win anywhere, and that is through election fraud and illegal immigration.
Yep.
And that's been their number one program for quite some time. And if you look at Europe, the reason for the call is, you know, obviously what's happening in Spain, where just thousands, tens of thousands of illegal Moroccans are flooding into Spain and just overrunning the population.
Yeah.
There. All of Europe is basically demographically gone. Their history, at the Oxford Union, the Muslim students in a discussion they were having, which would have been at one time been called a debate. The leader of the Muslim students told the English speaker that they would be killed by the, you know, it was only their mercy that prevented this, them allowing the crowd outside to just murder them. You know, this was their debate, and that's where the debate has come to in England. At the end of July, the United States State Department issued a travel advisory for Belgium. It's 25% Muslim. The crime is rampant. People are being raped and terrorized every day, every moment of every day there. And they've just said, don't go there, you know, kind of like Mexico City or something, you know,
yeah.
The cartels in Mexico City. Don't go there because you'll be killed. And this is the program of the Democrat Party and the worldwide left. There's no difference in the worldwide left and the Democrat Party, by the way. They all have the same plan and the same marching orders. And the reason I'm so disturbed about this is that all it takes, you know, Trump is the only Republican I can think of in years who actually did something about immigration. And he emboldened useless, spineless characters like Lankford, try and do a little bit, at least to fly down to the border and say, I'm fighting immigration. There are Tom Cole, you know, takes every order he's got from the Chamber of Commerce. But Trump actually did something. Well, what did he do? Biden lets in 20 million illegals, and Trump gets rid of, if we really, really give him the benefit of the doubt, 7 million. So there's still 13 million that are here. You know, all it takes is for the Democrats to get in one more time, and then you can say that the United States is history. They will destroy 2,500 years of Western civilization the moment they can do it. Right now, every single Democrat in Oklahoma that's running for office is out there talking about the great commandment and Jesus being the person who said, love your neighbor as yourself. The whole purpose of that argument is to allow illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. And they leave out the first part of the greatest commandment, which is love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. That, you know, they don't give a crap about that. All they care about is that Jesus would be welcoming all these illegal immigrants. And so they pump that into every Methodist church they can find and every Democrat voter they can find. And they walk around like, you know, idiots repeating that. And you see that on every single, you know, promotion that the immigrants put out right now.
Well, and that's where the toxic empathy starts. I mean, that's when you start, when you start saying, well, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says you're supposed to do this. Well, yeah, the Bible says it, but the government doesn't, and the government shouldn't. The Bible also says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, meaning let the government do its thing. You do your thing based upon what Jesus taught. Now, Jesus
my point
did not.
They corrupt every single thing.
Yeah.
The religion, they corrupt the Constitution, they corrupt, you know, individual responsibility and personal rights. All of that is corrupted in order to support their bizarre and just nearly evil agenda. And it is to wipe out Western civilization because that's standing in their way.
Well, the socialism, the communism that you see kind of boiling in places like New York and Detroit and Chicago. I mean,
Wisconsin and Texas and Houston.
See what a lot of that is, John, is, okay, the Democrat Party is so disorganized. It has no policies. It has no platform. So this faction of the Democrat Party is going to try to re-market it so that it will have some sort of platform, some sort of something for people to vote for.
I appreciate what you're saying there, but I don't see a dime's worth of difference between Woodrow Wilson And the Democrat Party in, at the time of the Soviet, you know, takeover of Russia, and they're today, you know.
No, I'm in agreement with you.
Continuously, there have been Soviet spies that are just overwhelmed. Now, red Chinese spies are running for office in Wisconsin and Minnesota and what have you. The children of communist spies. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden just completely committed treason against this country by cooperating with the red Chinese. And you know, you talk about Fauci. They're never going to be prosecuted for that.
No, they're not.
The Democrat Party is wholly on board with that.
You also see that that does not have national appeal. It's getting a lot of attention. It's getting a lot of attention.
About everything they say, and why their only hope is to replace the population and cheat. You know, there's two things that they can do, and that's it.
It's getting a lot of publicity because the news media look at this. So that's why it's getting all this attention, but it does not have any national appeal, and that's why I don't think it will. They're trying to make it sound like this is going to take hold and that this is going to win the midterms. It's not. It's going to go in the complete different direction.
Well, I hope so, and yeah. I believe you're right in that regard, but the point is this is where they're headed, and they have never veered from that direction in the last 100 years anyway.
Well, it's been exacerbated because they ran out of money trying to get Kamala Harris pushed over the
finish line. That is another. If you want to look at the money thing, that's kind of encouraging.
They don't have anybody other than the communists, so...
Yeah.
And the communists, the only way the communists can get it is to borrow it from other people like George Soros. And when they run out of it, they're not going to have any of that.
Well, if we don't deport the people that are here illegally, and I mean every one of them, we absolutely commit ourselves to not letting them in again, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, and. The border being locked has helped a lot. So
It has. Yeah. But it's also a mild miracle, and there is an entire group of people working night and day against it. Plus, at least a half a dozen or more states, many cities that are actively working to destroy that.
Thank you for the call, John. Glad to have you along on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews back from vacation on the drive. Bill writes, Lee, you were asking the question earlier in the program, will there ever be a regime change in Iran? There will be no clean regime change because there is no clean regime change option. The problem is the IRGC is not one thing, and treating it as a monolithic block of true believers gets all the analysis wrong. It's a sprawling institution that runs a huge share of Iran's economy, running the businesses that have very different interests than the ideologies running the Kurds force and others within the country. The distinction matters because it's the historical mechanism by which all these things actually end. There are five possible outcomes in Iran. Collapse rather than change, decapitation plus fracture, elite defection, backing an opposition, or a minority insurgency. Keep in mind, a minority insurgency is what got us where we are now with Iran. Bill, I think you're right about all of that. I really do. So I think the policy that the United States is pursuing and will continue to pursue is containment. Keep them contained where they cannot influence or spread, and keep their proxies broke. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Ryan from UConn.
Hello, Ryan. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes, sir. One comment. You've been talking about immigration. I was listening to the gentleman who made a lot of good points. One brief statement, and then I'll get off. That is, for the first time ever, I've observed in 2026 that 100% of Democrats that I've observed online or on television have literally told the American people to disobey orders from ICE, to resist ICE, to and labeling them, treating them like they're some kind of terror organization.
Yeah.
And at this point, if that's my point now, or my view now is, if the Democrats do that, I do not consider them my neighbors and my fellow Americans if they are basically insurrectionists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I had. I mean,
no, you're right. You're right. And then having certain members of Congress tell members of people serving as ICE agents to disobey their superiors basically is an insurrection.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The thing is, as far as Trump, it is so clear. There is no dispute. There is no gray area. He ran primarily on the border. He mm-hmm. had several issues that were winning issues. But he said 1,000 times in 2024, this is going to be the largest deportation operation in world history. And he said it, and he said it, and he said it, and he got elected big time.
Yeah.
So the people wanted it. So that's my two cents.
They did want it and still want it. And the other thing
Absolutely.
That people want is low inflation. Well, he's given it to us. The Democrats keep turning around and trying to make it sound like, oh, no, it didn't. Look, see, it's back up. It's back up to 1/100ths of a percentage point. No, that's not something that people recognize at the gas pump, okay? Oh, it's his war in Iran. His war in Iran's going to run us broke. It hasn't yet. It hasn't even come close.
Lee, let me say one more thing. There's two ways that illegal immigrants make the dollar less valuable. Everybody's trying to get housing and groceries and competing for the same dollars or competing for the same products, so mm-hmm. supply and demand causes the prices to go up. Secondly, all the government deficit spending on illegal
yes.
immigration also makes the dollar less
yes.
valuable. Every dollar the government borrows deflates the value of our dollar.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call, sir.
And thanks for listening. Have a good weekend on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. An Oklahoma woman is facing felony charges after investigators say she fraudulently collected more than $15,000 in SNAP benefits over nearly 3 years. That's nothing compared to what's going on in Minnesota, but authorities allege Amber Lee Rose Avery, 43, concealed income, listed ineligible household members, and traded access to her benefits card for hair services and other services. The case comes as Oklahoma works to lower its SNAP payment error rate to avoid millions of dollars of potential federal penalties. Advocates said the fraud cases are rare and distinct from the administrative errors that are driving Oklahoma's high error rate. Investigators with the Oklahoma Department of Human Services allege that Avery failed to report household income and continued to claim people as members of her household, receiving more than $15,000 in SNAP benefits between April of 22 and December of 25. Investigators also allege Avery allowed another person to use her electronic benefits transfer card and personal identification number to buy groceries in exchange for hair services. I'm believing that that has got to be going on behind the scenes more than we know. Oklahoma's larger challenge is reducing payment errors, which often stem from paperwork mistakes. Congress recently approved new penalties requiring states with high SNAP payment error rates to begin covering their share of the benefit costs if they fail to improve by October of 2027. State officials are working to improve the accuracy through additional staffing and training, updated technology, and simplified application processes. So I'm glad they're working on it, but to sit back and say, oh no, that's not happening here, is to put on a blindfold, is to bury your head in the sand. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com. I was going through the internet and trying to make sure I was, you know, back up to date with all the top stories of what was going on while I was on vacation. And I came across this survey of some of the top places to live, and I started reading through it. It was some of the worst places to live and why. And I started looking into some of the criteria, and some of the criteria, Oklahoma City wasn't on the list, by the way. Tulsa was, but Oklahoma City wasn't. And a lot of things on the list were dependence upon automobiles. And I thought, why is that a bad thing? That's what our country has been since the automobile began to be regularly manufactured by the Dodge brothers and the Chevrolets and all of those guys. It's what made us what we are. It's what made us as productive as we are. And so that's why you need to keep that tradition going by buying from these guys that were there then or are going to be here now and in the future. Frontier Auto Group, a family-oriented business, and while others are succumbing to the corporate policies that ignore the customer, which we're starting to see more and more of, God knows, they are still looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and dealing with you one-on-one. Frontier Auto Group, been doing it since 1936, and right now, just as a courtesy, they'll check that check engine light. And why? Low tire pressure, weak battery, air conditioning not doing what it should. 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, the website. Just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentec polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Hi, this is Scott, the owner of Airflow Technologies, located at 315 West Main, Yukon, right along the beautiful Route 66. To celebrate 100 years of Route 66, we are offering an AC tune-up for only $66. Only $66. Call us at 405-577-5400 to schedule yours today. 405-577-5400. Schedule yours today. Airflow Technologies, located at 315 West Main in Yukon, Oklahoma. Right now, get an AC tune-up for only $66. That's right, only $66. And remember, if you're hot, call Scott.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Hope the weekend is incredible. Coming up on your Monday morning, it's August and those runoff elections are just around the corner. What you need to know. Plus all the news and information you may have missed over the weekend. And there was a lot going on. And we'll take your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. It all starts Monday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News. Weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
That was Fauci, by the way. Yeah, no, really, it was. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive on Freedom 96.9. Roy writes, Lee, Senate Bill 259, authored by Representative Carl Newton and Senator Brent Howard, both Republicans, allows groundwater permits only for data centers that use cooling systems designed to conserve and recycle water. But in practice, data centers in Oklahoma do not need groundwater for surface water permits to operate. While there is no official count of how many data centers are currently operating in the state, Baxtel, a data center development advisory firm, lists 55 facilities in Oklahoma. None of those facilities have applied for water permits. Instead, they purchase water from municipal utilities, creating a gap in state oversight that leaves their water use largely untracked. Well, Roy, the thing is that it's not causing a problem right now. Nobody is saying, oh, I don't have water because it's all being used up by the data center. The fact that they are using data or that they might use water, use water that will run the aquifer dry is propaganda that's being spread by the Chinese because they don't want us to advance technology any more than we already have. Carla writes, Lee, you were talking about school districts. Oklahoma has over 500 with all a superintendent, some with other administrations. James Taylor, candidate for state school superintendent, has a plan to have county superintendents, as you and the caller Dan were talking about last week. It would bring more money in for teachers and classrooms. Thanks for all the information you bring to the radio. Well, you are quite welcome, Carla, and thank you for writing in to Freedom 96.9. And finally this, neighbors say they couldn't figure out why their dogs were always exhausted in the afternoon until somebody checked a doorbell camera. According to police, a Tulsa woman allegedly spent weeks borrowing friendly neighborhood dogs for extra walks. She said they just looked like they were bored, so I would take them for some more exercise. Some owners were appreciative. Some were outraged. What would you be? I don't know. It'd be depend on what my dog is and, you know, how much exercise my dog could take. And if it was happening in the 100-degree heat, I wouldn't want to see that. Have a good weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.